here supreme. Raiders of resale, living the dream. From whatnot to eBay, we score the loot. Vintage finds in every pursuit. Tips to cash in, story so grand. Reselling Raiders.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Raiders of Reselling podcast live from the Hat House. I am Hat House, joined by Coach Porch and Fired Up Finds. Tonight, we're going to deep dive into why do people hate resellers? Do you ever get that feeling? We're going to talk about it. And as always, we love to hear from you guys. If you're on Instagram, if you're on Facebook, if you're listening to this later, on podcast, try to catch us live so you can join the discussion here, because we'd love to hear from you guys, because this is the number one rated podcast in the reselling world that has an E on it. So make sure you check that out. And in the podcast land, if you can give us 5-star review, we'd really appreciate that. Take time to leave that review for us over there. And one really awesome thing is you should see no more ads on the YouTube live. So I didn't realize it was putting them on there. The most recent videos and the YouTube live should be ad free now. So that's a win. And also our memberships are live as well. So we make sure you check out the end of the video, check out all of our members. And what we really want to do is follow those members. And if you want us to follow you, drop your handle in the chat too, so we can get everyone followed. Yeah, and that's really the purpose, so we can make connections here. Next up is the other benefit of the membership is you're automatically entered into the weekly giveaway each week. And this week we've got Fired Up Finds has the giveaway. What's it going to be? This bad boy?
Yes, I am on a roadie right now, and I did not bring my giveaway item, but I am giving away that dead stock. What is that? Drew Pearson or Logo 7? What is it?
It is Logo 7. It's still got the tags on it.
Dead stock, Logo 7, brand new with the tags, Tampa Bay Buccaneers snapback. I will be giving that away. I'll be home tomorrow, so it'll be out to you, whoever wins on Friday.
Right. So everybody that gets into the chat will have a chance to get in that giveaway. We'll put your name on the wheel at the end. And then all of the members, it's only $1.99 to be a member. You get some pretty good perks there. So check that out. That's also in the description below. And then we got a new sponsor this week, too.
Did you say something to me? Because everybody cut out. So
are you ready for the sponsor?
Because we're ready for you.
Okay. All right. Listen, we have a grail of a sponsor this week. You guys ready?
Ready.
Twinkies. Ready. Twinkies. The snack that outlives you, your children, and probably the sun. Why bother with fresh food when you can sink your teeth into a chemically engineered miracle that will survive the next 5 apocalypses? Twinkies aren't just a snack cake. They're a dare. A soft, golden, cream-filled dare that says, go ahead, eat me. I'm older than your grandma's regrets. Twinkies, because if the world's going to end, it might as well end with a mouthful of questionable cream.
Twinkies. That's what I'm talking about.
Thank you.
Twinkies for the win. What was the zombie movie?
Deep fry those Twinkies.
Zombieland. Yeah, he goes on a trip trying to find Twinkies in the apocalypse, so. That's one of my favorite zombie movies of all time. It's a great one.
Well, while we're still doing our intros here, let's recognize 2 new members. I see them in the comment section under start, Harbors Hope, and Donnie, our new members. Yep.
Donnie is new this week, and Harbors Hope. And so they'll get on the wheel, an extra spin on the wheel for those guys.
Extra spin on the wheel. Hey, everybody over there in wherever land, if you're in Facebook or over on Instagram, that's one of the reasons to get over here is for the giveaway. Come on over here. Put your name there in the chat so we see you and you get on the wheel.
Right on. All right. It's time to talk about why. So I was thinking about this today. Why is there such a negative connotation on resellers sometimes? And I think there's different levels and different kinds of resellers, and some resellers get a really bad rap and a bad name. I feel like as far as us, like most of the time we're taking stuff that people have thrown away and we're trying to make it better and we're trying to refine it and deliver a good product. But there's this other tier of resellers that we kind of get clumped into sometimes. And I think it's like the hype reseller, you know, they go in and they try to buy out all of the stock on something and they really they give every reseller a bad name.
Yeah, there's a lot of ways to get a bad name, and I think that's the main one that you're hitting on right there. But I mean, it's like anything, I'm going to say, and I think it's driven by the reselling successes that are being had, in this time period. And people don't like winners. People like to root against people. You know, and you see places like Goodwill and Salvation Army and all the big stores. I was waiting for the Sooner. You see all the big stores that are just coming up and saying, you know, hey, if you're going to make money, I'm going to start charging more. And then you get this little battle going between the resellers and the reselling stores.
Right. Because I got this message. So I put up on my Facebook marketplace today, and I put up this. I have a bunch of earbuds, right? So, I mean, I don't have a lot of like $100 earbuds. I got a bunch of like $10 to $20 earbuds, and I was trying to sell them, kind of see if anybody around here would want them in bulk. I thought, hey, maybe some teachers or something might want them to start school. And but anyways, I just got kind of grilled today over, hey, where did you get all these earbuds? Why would you have this many earbuds? What are you doing with this much stuff, you know? And so it kind of led me into this, and it kind of felt like they were kind of being just like, why would you have this stuff?
Well, why wouldn't you?
Right? I said, my first response was, where do you work? Because, and they said FedEx. And I said, yeah, sometimes FedEx boxes have a bunch of earbuds in them and they're headed to my house. But do you ever feel that way, Mike? Do you ever feel like people are kind of just negative towards what you're doing and how you're doing it? Did we lose Mike again?
Mike, are you hearing us?
I'm having a rough time.
Uh-oh.
Can you hear us now?
Yeah, I can hear you guys, but
so the question is, do you ever feel like there's hate toward resellers?
Mike doesn't feel that way. Mike dropped back out.
Look, Mike's so hurt by the topic that he left. He had, you know, they're on that trip and they're buying all kinds of stuff. So he's like,
exactly. His house is made of hats. Exactly, LWB. I've never gotten questioned over why I had so many hats, really. And it was never a big deal. But kind of the earbuds is a little bit different. I guess it's probably harder to source that many. But I could see if I had all like $100 earbuds and they had the audacity to ask me first also if I was stealing them. And so I was like, why would I steal a bunch of $10 to $15 earbuds? I don't think that makes a whole lot of sense.
Trying to fly under the radar.
Right.
That's just an odd question. Where do you get the audacity to even ask that question? I just don't get it.
That's what I thought, and that's why my initial response was just, "Hey, where do you work at?" I wanted to see what they, if they kind of picked up on my sarcasm and where I was going with that. They really didn't. But anyways, do you feel like? I know you do a little bit more of the game of kind of you were talking about what are they called? The boo-boos? What were you talking about?
The boo-boos? Yeah.
Yeah. And that's kind of that game a little bit. But do you feel like
there's going to be a bunch of hate around these boo-boos because they are infinitely hard to get hold of.
Right.
So with that kind of stuff, not only are you going to have the resellers that are get just slammed because they're just ridiculously hard to get hold of. And people just want to go to the store and buy them and they can't because there's people buying cases of them at a time out of the stores and they're taking them and they're reselling them. And they're just, they're trying to make money and that's understandable, but it's what pisses people off. They're like, why do I need to pay a reseller $75-$80 for this Labubu when I should be able to just go to the store and get it for $25.
Right.
I can kind of see where they're coming from.
Yeah. Are they available online? You said they were only available in that one store, right?
No, they are available online. And what they do are they do limited drops. So literally the creator is the one making this such a limited amount that to the point where it becomes such a problem.
Yeah. Donnie said he had a guy not sell to him after he seen him on Instagram, because then he knew that he was a reseller. That's tough.
I feel like a lot of times that happens on Facebook. I think I maybe was in a bad corner. So sorry. I literally have all my bars. Not a service issue. I think I was in a bad corner, dude. This hotel has a bad corner, and guess what? I was in. So anyway, I think.
All right. Well, the question was. Well, the question that Steven started with was, "Do you feel like people hate resellers? Have you felt that?"
Oh yeah, for sure, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of clips on the internet too, where like Goodwill workers and whatever, like get a real job. Blah, 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 and whatever. And then especially when you go on Facebook, you go to you go to the marketplace or whatever, a lot of time, not a lot, but every so often in the description will be like, resellers are the scum of the earth. I'm not taking any lower amount. No, I don't have anything else that I haven't listed. All of the kind of common questions that we'll ask or whatever. So, yeah, I think that happens.
No, you can't come into my bedroom with my shirt off.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
The other big one, too, is like they feel like we're taking everything from Goodwill and we're not leaving anything.
Do they realize that Goodwill gets literally billions of items? At the same time, Goodwill is raising all
their prices.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true, too. And I don't think... Like both of you said, there's plenty of stuff out there. I think a lot of people are just, they don't know the work that goes into it on the backside. I think kind of Rob hit on it a week or two ago when he was talking about when I just happened to say something like, oh, do a pop-up on Whatnot. And yeah, it's easy to say that I'm going to start selling on Whatnot, but once you actually have to, pack that show and then prep items for the next show and then start the process all over again. Reselling is not something you're just, if it was just about the shopping, then that's why a lot of people go broke, but it can't be, and not just about the shopping and trying to flip that one item. I don't think he has 5 bars.
I don't think he has any bars right now. Maybe he's at the bar. Oh, head shaper. Logic loves your head shaper. You got it.
Awesome. Yeah, Logic Z won the giveaway. Last week, he got the hat shaper in the mail, and he says it's dope. So I'm glad it's working for you. I use them kind of, I do a whole bunch of hats at once. So I might do like 100 hats, and then I have like 30 hat shapers and try to get them all done. But it works really well for the singles too. Mary said,
If you don't have 100 hat shapers, dude, then you're freaking doing hats, okay? You need 100 hat shapers, dude. Dude, you'll start shaping your freaking, your daggum, you know, pillows, maybe your freaking, you know, your socks will now be shaped. I sometimes shape my boxers and my shorts. Maybe the collar of my shirt's a little stretched out. I'll shape it all on Hat House Hat Shaper. Multi-tool.
Absolutely. Yep.
Right. Yeah, yep. PT, hit me up. I got a bunch of them made right now, mainly for the Whatnot show that we're going to do, which the hat train is tomorrow night. Y'all should check that out. Fired up, and I will be in that. Definitely going to be a good time. So I got a lot of them made up, and they're always the best price. You can get them on the internet during that Whatnot show. You get $5 off, so it's a good time to buy them then.
Yes. Steven, as I'm skipping through this flea market internet service that I have over here, in the middle of a giant city, which is incredible. Did you talk about Whatnot pop-ups? Is that what I heard last?
I was just talking about, that's kind of what I was kind of equating the two. Like, they think it's easy. Like, they think just jumping on Whatnot is going to be easy and then jumping on next week. But the whole reselling game, I don't think a lot of people understand how much time and effort that we put into cleaning these items. And if you're just doing one show or you're just selling like 100 items on eBay, that is one thing. To actually make a business out of it and to make a really good side hustle out of it, you're constantly working at it and you're turning stuff over. I don't think people understand how much inventory we're trying to turn through every single day or week.
Mike is a great example. I mean, hell, he's across the state right now searching out stuff to sell, to buy and sell.
Yep. Listen, at the end of the day, when we talked many weeks ago about sourcing and I say get on the road, and like if you had the opportunity to get on the road, I'm not just saying that and then like being able to, you know, drive 15 minutes down the street and find like every cool thing I've ever found. Like, you know, I'm 5 hours away from my house right now, and I've been out here for 2 days. So it's I'm being dead serious when I say that. So, you know what I mean? But I was lagging, but I think part of the people not liking resellers is you'll realize that it's a lot of people that have 9-to-5s, you know what I mean? Or a similar 5-day-a-week schedule. I think that in the broad spectrum, I think that people that have 9-to-5s don't like people that have outside the box jobs. You know what I mean? And that could, and that's not just reselling. That could be, you know, you're a scrapper or you're, you know, you're some other thing. But for us, it is reselling. But what? I think that a lot of people are just like, you know, they're not really stoked about what, like, you know, they don't like their schedule or whatever. So then they see people making money in a different way than they're used to seeing people make money. And it almost upsets them because they're like, you know, they're like, well, yeah, it's upsetting.
You can't fathom it. Yeah. It's hard to fathom because, you know, in the 100%. Norm of things, you know, you either donate it and it goes somewhere like Goodwill. Okay. And then, really just the less fortunate are only supposed to shop at Goodwill ever, you know, in the grand scheme of things, where it goes to a yard sale and then off it goes to its brand new home, you know, for the people that are going to have it for the rest of their lives. And that's just been the norm for so long. And a lot of people can't fathom there's a whole nother world after that now. And it's hard to, you know, to understand that. Well, wait a minute, they're taking this. I'm going to go make money with it. And it's just unfathomable. They're like, wow, well, I don't understand.
Yeah, I think the hardest part is, like, especially the hats. I've kept so many out of the trash or the landfill that they probably would have been in anyways, and made them into something that somebody would actually want to purchase and want to buy. And I don't think a lot of people see the noble side of that. And it's not easy either. I think some people may like selling hats. There was a barrier to entry. It's not that big of a barrier to clean up a hat anymore. But I don't think a lot of people just don't want to or don't have the time to do it. And there are people in all sorts of niches that step in and fill that gap to turn things back around and make them profitable again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, but, yeah. You know, going back to what I was just saying, it's a lot like what Mike's saying. You know, in the past, everybody used to have their 9-to-5. And then it was... you're keeping stuff out of the landfill. We're keeping stuff out of the landfill. Everybody is. But it used to be just like dirty hippies and street people that would take the dirty stuff and do something with it. It wasn't, you know, a firefighter in Florida or an ex-Walmart executive in Oklahoma making this shit work. You know, it was dirty people that touched this unwanted stuff.
Yeah.
Most regular people had a job.
Yeah. Yeah. And how I look at the whole, you know, we're taking away from the less fortunate or whatever. Listen, if I find a Gucci jacket in a Goodwill, I passed up 700 other jackets that probably do just as good of a job being a jacket, you know?
Yeah.
Like if you're that less fortunate, you don't need that Gucci jacket. You'll take those other 700 jackets, you know? It's just like there's just so many items. Like there's just so many items that you could take. Dude, you could take 1,000 items every day and you wouldn't even touch, you know, half of 1%.
Because there's 5,000
just your local of just your local. That's not even, you know, nationwide or anything. And that's really, if you're just talking about just Goodwill, think about the 15 other thrift stores that you have in a 10-mile radius and all the stuff that they have. I don't know about you guys, but all of ours have tons of stuff in it and also a back room smack full to the ceiling. And, you know, they're every 3 miles. So, you know, the amount of
drive by any Goodwill.
Yeah, you know, yeah,
you drive by any Goodwill and their drop off point is like 7 or 8 good Gaylords sitting outside getting filled up every hour.
100%.
And then replaced with 7 or 8 new ones.
Yes. So,
and Logic Z had a good point here, and he said one reason they don't like it is because the content creators make it look so easy. Yes. And I think that is true. They make it look like you just walk into a Goodwill and you just automatically find $100 profit item and you just throw it up online and it sells the next day. They're not all TI-84 calculators. We know this. Mm-hmm. But the content, I don't know. I don't blame them for making that content because you have to play that content game to make things that people would actually want to watch. But yeah, it's people just don't, I don't think they put thought into it beyond just that 30-second clip that they must be getting rich.
Yeah. It's just like every time I fix my truck and I watch a 10-minute video and it takes me 7 hours. and I'm really telling you, that's just how it goes. You're going to see the highlights.
Deb and Donnie, I'll talk a little bit more about the hat shapers at the end when we get to Q&A. But
I think it's just the
I didn't get to talk to you guys all that much.
Establishment.
I didn't get to talk to you guys all that much. Did we hit the bins this week or what, Steven?
Yeah, I went to the bins. Did I find anything amazing? Not really. We went today. I mean, Ariat pullovers, North Face jackets. I mean, kind of. I'm kind of finding just kind of the run of the mill stuff. It's not bad. So I really am digging the clothes a little bit more at our bins. And that's just in an hour, and we filled up probably got 50 items in an hour.
Nice.
Whether it's Nike pullovers or OU jackets and just kind of that, there's no vintage really to speak of, but as far as just like the basic good brands, it's been doing pretty good.
That's awesome. Rob, how many items did you buy this week? 100?
No.
Less?
Not close. Not even close. No.
Less?
Yeah,
I think I'm going on a slowdown again. I built up too much stock in my basement. I took a week off too.
That's awesome.
I didn't move anything out. Awesome. You know what I'm saying? I just brought shit in. Yeah. Didn't move anything out. So it's like, God. All right. Time
That's
out.
Amazing. That's really amazing.
I'm not going to move to the level that Steven goes and lock my credit cards out. My dumbass will go somewhere, try and use it and be like, shit.
Oh, Brandon Little in here just absolutely cooking me, dude, per usual.
You gotta do.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, hey, I have something that he really wants, so he better say something nice about me.
Brandon, he's putting quarters into the router to keep his 5G going right now.
Yeah, dude, that's what I'm saying. I literally had to move corners. That's crazy. Well, that's good. I'm glad you got some good stuff this week, Steven. That's really all that matters is not being so focused on those 50, 100 plus dollar items and just knowing that you're going to go into some place and in an hour you're going to snatch up items that are going to sell for 20, 25 bucks. You know what I mean? Yep. And your cost of goods are $1.25, $2, whatever they are. And then, you know, you multiply that by 50 and then that's your day. Like I feel like a lot of people go in looking for those Instagram posts and they're bypassing so many, you know, just good $20, $25, you know, just profitable items that will sell, you know, relatively quick.
Yeah, I don't understand some people's business models. They'll sit at the bins and they'll wait hours and hours trying to find the vintage gold. And I guess if you were like part-time and that's what you were doing, maybe you're just trying to find that one good item. But then to not pick up the Ariat jacket, I don't understand why you pass on that waiting for a $25 to $30 vintage t-shirt. And that's the only thing you will get.
Literally could be depth of knowledge or, you know, comfort with anything other than what they're focused on.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a, I don't know what the rotations and stuff like that is like at yours, Steven, but ours can tend to be a little bit slower. And so in between, instead of that whole like waiting for this new rotation, dude, go pick up anything that you think the fabric feels good on it or the pattern looks weird or, you know, anything that doesn't say Sheen, I'm going to look up that brand, you know, because it's like some of the most, you know, some of the random brands or whatever, or just like these kind of like really niche brands that end up having a 200% sell through rate and they sell for $40. And you would just, you know, because I mean, even after a good rotation's done, there's still what, 1,000 pieces sitting out there more, you know, there's tons. So, you know,
we still get quite a few stuff as soon as we walk in and the stuff that's been sitting there for
100%
for a while.
Some of the best stuff I've ever gotten is like on a redig, you know.
Yeah.
Just going through all the stuff that's already been gone through. Definitely.
Is Rob going to change hats every 10 minutes?
The Chrome Batman dude is a freaking grail, dude. That's
Look at it. Hold up. You haven't seen the best part.
that's so awesome.
That's a $35 hat in the old porch show.
Heck yeah. Hey, listen, if my hair looked like Rob's, I don't think I'd ever wear a hat again, like another day in my life.
I need a haircut, man.
Yeah, I know. It's getting long. old freaking Stephanie, dude, aka Diamond.
So, guys, if you do make it for the hat race fire tomorrow, I do want to bring this hat up right here. I got an offer for this hat for $30, and I want to know what you guys think. I got an offer last night for $30 for this hat. I had it priced for, I have it priced for like $60, and I told the person it. I was like, "How about I run it in the show for $3 on the hat ray train? Do you guys think that it will go for more or less? Do you think I'm going to lose out on money by running it in the show?"
Do you remember what you paid for that hat?
It's got to be 15 to 20, I think.
Yeah, I know it was definitely less than 30 for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't remember. It was definitely less than 30. So if you get 30, that'd be good.
You're going past that.
Yeah.
You don't think so?
Seattle Supersonics hat. It's a good hat. It's, don't get me wrong, it's a good hat. But
I'm sorry, where, it's a really where are you good hat. Again?
Where on the raid train.
It'll be tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern.
Can I just throw up? Yeah. I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, okay? But I'm going to be. Tomorrow night's raid train is going up against the first football game.
Oh, it's like preseason week Hall of Fame game. Nobody is watching that.
Yeah.
Everybody that loves the NFL will be watching it.
The first couple minutes. I love the NFL. I watched the first couple minutes just to say that. Oh shit, let's go.
Rob always peeing on my parade.
I'm gonna watch the whole damn game.
Me personally, that hat should be a
bro. Whatnot. I want you to hit 65.
Yeah, everybody does.
I should keep it because all the Seattle Supersonics fans are so damn sour to the Oklahoma City Thunder. I should probably just burn it in front of a bunch of Sonics fans is what I should do with this hat more than anything. But they're always talking smack to Oklahoma Steven. City for Steven, taking their
have
team.
Have a day.
Have a day.
Steven, have a day.
Yeah, I listen, I hope that hat gets every bit of $30. It's just one of those things. It's one of those things that it could literally be another $15 deal, or you could get 45, 50, 60 bucks. You know what I mean? It just is like, are there two Seattle Seahawks or are there two Seattle Sonics fans in there? I really like the hat. And then next thing you know, it's a $70 hat. It's like the dumbest thing in the world.
Two Seattle fans. You just need a hat fan and a Seattle fan.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. That I mean, dude, Lynn, that's a great point. You might get more than $30 on whatnot, but you will get $30 if you accept the offer. That is for sure. However, I will say, I would do exactly what Steven is doing for sure. 100%. I would do that, but I would do that because I would have more fun selling it on whatnot, even if I only got $20.
It's because you're a whatnot holic.
I just do. It's so fun, dude. And like, it's a little bit of that. Like, it's a little bit of that gamble. Like, I like that little bit of an edge to it, where you're like, oh shit, did I totally screw up?
What I would do if I'm Steven is I would tell the guy, look, I had it for 60. I'll let you have it for 40, and then take the 40 and run.
But I'm also looking for some content here, Rob. I mean, this is going to be fun content.
I hope that it runs over 30. That would be so sick.
What if it shoots up to like 75?
That'd be, dude. Hey, next weekend, dude. Next week.
Bring back, clip that shit and bring it.
Clip that shit, dude. Yeah. We're coming back on here next week and bending the knee to the freaking king, dude.
That'd be sweet. Fired Up owes me anyways because I sat in his show for 3 hours the other day buying polos. So You should
That's
run
what
this.
I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, dude. Yeah. Dude, oh, hey, I should not have done this. I should not have done
Where's
this.
Where's my box?
I don't know. Ask the post office. Hey, listen, dude, call the president. I don't know what to tell you. I should not have done this. I went to my lifetime analytics or whatnot, right?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And it shows the people that have bought the most stuff.
It's your top 10, yeah.
It shows orders and total dollars spent.
And total dollars, yes.
Now,
how high is Steven?
Now, I'm not in the top 10, right?
I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you guys this. Everybody in the chat, if you're in the chat right now and for the rest of the show, if you can guess within $100, within $100 of how much Rob has spent in my whatnot shows, I swear on my life, I will send you a hat for free. I will send you half for free. If you can get within $100 of how much he spent before the end of the show. For the lifetime that I've been selling. Yes.
You're not
That's way too low, Chris.
I spent more than $60 in his last show.
Yes.
Try times 100.
Lynn says 4,700.
Lynn's probably close. LWB's probably in the
At the end of the show, before we end it, I will pull I'll pull it back up so I can get the exact number. But
I have no idea what it is for the record, but
I have a roundabout, I won't be able to tell you guys exactly until I pull it up. But so drop those in there. If you're within $100 of the correct number, high or low, I will send you a hat for free.
I wasn't even in the top 10, right? I mean, I probably wasn't even.
No, you're in the top 10.
Am I?
Yeah.
What do I get for that? I get something.
Yeah, dude, I gave you that hat you're going to give away for me.
You gave me the giveaway. Thank you so much.
Yeah, dude,
I really appreciate that.
30, all right, let's 75. PT, you just doubled your number almost.
One guess more only, than right?
Your number.
Yeah, one guess only. One guess only.
PT, you got one three guess guesses only. Out here now.
You have to give us a final answer.
Yeah,
Chris, you're way too high.
I will give you guys a final answer right at the end of the show, I promise.
Okay, let's. It's
okay,
time.
Raiders, it's everybody's favorite time. It's time to play Rank It.
All right, here we go. It's a new Rank It this week. I hope everybody's enjoying this little segment here. Hit me with your thoughts on what a great Rank It would be. But here's this week's. If you could like wake up tomorrow and have 10 times as many followers on which of these platforms would you choose to have them? Whatnot, eBay, or Instagram/ another social?
Instagram.
Even
followers don't equal buyers.
Yeah, that's true. I think I would be. What would be your second?
eBay.
eBay.
Really?
Yeah.
Because to be honest with you, I'm not joking. I think at this point in my whatnot career, I think I can make a new account tomorrow and buy show to hold 40 or 50 people in there. I don't think that the build on whatnot is very hard once you kind of figure it out.
Not today. Not today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not now.
So you both
I can
are
tell
kinda...
you for a damn fact though, 2 years ago it was hard
I
as
bet.
Hell.
I bet.
Because if you reached 1,000 people, first of all, we celebrated 500 back in the day. And then when you reached 1,000 people, it was like 4th of July. Nowadays, you sign up, you automatically get 1,000 followers.
Yeah, exactly.
You do?
Well,
it
goes that fast. It goes that fast. But when I signed up 2 years ago, 2 years ago next week. It literally took forever to get to 1,000 followers because they just weren't there. There were nowhere near the amount of people on Whatnot then that are there now.
I am with you on Instagram. I would take 10 times as many followers on Instagram. Would be number one, no doubt, because of it is easy to push those people the other places that you would like for them to go, whether you'd like for them to join your Whatnot, or you'd like for them to check out this listing on eBay, or message me on Instagram if you want this item. I would definitely take the Instagram. As far as second, I have like 3,000 followers on eBay, but I don't feel like, you know how hard it is to get to the feed for the, and where you actually show up on eBay. It's really hard to get to.
I'm actually kind of reevaluating it now because I'm thinking about the minuscule amount of followers I have on eBay versus if I 10 times what I have on Whatnot.
Yeah,
I'd be almost 80,000 followers.
Yeah, I agree with Rob. I didn't think about how like very few eBay. Do people really get eBay? I don't know.
I would stay with Instagram number one for the reason you're talking about. I could drive people to see the eBay items or the Whatnot show coming up, and that's actually how I've been growing those shows on Whatnot, is by doing those previews where I'm, showing every shirt I'm adding to the rack. And so that proves out to be very successful. But I think I would change it to Instagram, Whatnot, then eBay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lynn said what I was getting ready to bring up, and it's a really good point. The newsletters and the coupon is really, I think, where you get the most traction. But then people have to read their dang emails and their messages. I don't think they do.
Read your emails?
No.
From eBay? No.
No.
No, just in general. Like, do you?
Well, in general, I look at who it's from and whether I need to read it and then move on from there.
Yeah. I read zero emails.
Yeah. No. I see why eBay.
Is that why you haven't answered me in 3 years?
Probably. That's also probably the only one I type in is Steven for the pod link. That's it. Like, other than that, if you're emailing me, bud, wrong way to get in touch with me. You know?
Yeah. And I think, it's kind of like the old eBay was always, they kind of lag behind on the cool stuff, like on how to, the social feed. And did y'all know that there's a social feed that you can go to, the feed that people follow?
No.
That the people that you follow?
No.
On eBay, you mean?
Yeah.
No.
It is there. It's hard to find. You actually have to go into, like, it's the same place where you would go into like your saved items. You have your saved sellers, and then you go to your saved sellers. Yeah. And you can go to this feed, and it just shows all the some newer items that they have posted on eBay. It's really worthless. But I would rather have Whatnot because I don't have as many. I think I only have 2,000 on Whatnot, and you get 1,000.
We know that, Brandon.
Hey, listen, dude. When you're in the trenches, boys, like. Yeah, we don't have time to just be messing around on our phone, talk on the phone all day. You guys should know that. If I'm not at my fire department job, I'm grinding. I'm literally grinding. I'm telling you that right now. It's funny. I am on my phone constantly, but I never text back because I'm just like, I'm doing work stuff. I'm looking shit up. I'm listening. I'm freaking lowballing people on damn Facebook. Hey, but here, listen. I will say this because I don't have like all that big of an Instagram following, although I do. I like my Instagram following because I feel like we get to like we chat about stuff. But there's a guy, and like I don't want this to sound like I'm trying to shit on the guy or anything by any means, because I don't know at what point I joined his Whatnot show. But there's a guy on Instagram, and like the kind of like in the vintage world or whatever, he has like over 100,000 followers. And they're not, you know, like a lot of his stuff gets like a couple hundred comments and stuff like that. Usually like his reels or whatever. But so I don't think they're like fake followers or whatever, even I don't know how to do that. But I went into his Whatnot show. He had his first one. Like I said, it could have been towards the end. I don't know. But he had 19 people in his show, you know? And so he has, you know, like 100,000+ followers on Instagram. So,
should have just done Instagram Live then.
I mean, that's kind of where I was at. I was like, I mean, good Lord, if you have all those people there, you know, then,
yeah.
So I still think you can translate your Instagram followers into buyers. No doubt. A lot of the people that I know from like my local flea markets and kind of the community that I'm in, they actually do a lot of Instagram selling. You know, they'll do the story sales and stuff like that. So I think that stuff probably works out pretty good, but I don't know the conversion rate that you're going to get from having your people go from one application to another application to buy something from you. There's going to be some, no doubt, but you know, I just, you know, is it 1%? Is it less? Is it more? I don't really know. So
I don't know. I know a couple of ladies that did it. They made the move from Whatnot Luxury to full time doing it on Instagram, and they're steady doing it. So
how do you?
They were able to convert quite a few people over and then pick up more while they're there.
For sure.
How do you convert the sale on Instagram? I know the way that I do it is usually do PayPal or Cash App or something, and then they kind of have to almost trust you at that point.
Yeah, I think it's pretty much determined by each different.
Are you asking like how you get the sale straight from Instagram, or if you were going?
How would you scale a business? Go to another. How would you scale a business like that on Instagram if you did if you were trying to do 100 transactions, like you did a show for a couple hours and you were trying to fill all these orders and trying to sell 100 things in a couple of hours, how would you do that on Instagram?
The story sale seems like, I mean, to be honest, the whole Instagram live thing, but just like both of you have already said, you have to have that rapport with people that they know. You know, either you've bought from other people and other people kind of in whatever community you're in on Instagram, whether it's the vintage or whether it's the video games or the shoes or, you know, whatever you're in, you have to have the rapport with people that they know that they're going to get, you know, because now you're talking about there is no return policy, or the return policy is your word. You know, there is, you know what I mean? So like there's all of these things that it's really just about like, who you are,
or just you know, the shipping policy.
I think just like this pod is, and just like a lot of stuff that we do is, I think the best thing that you can possibly do is make your Instagram account fun first and enjoy doing it first, and then, you know, and then you will eventually be able to buy, or you know, you'll eventually be able to sell the stuff that you want to sell on there, you know what I mean? But I don't know. I never want to be an Instagram seller, frankly. I want to be able to jump on Instagram and tell a dick joke and bounce. So, you know, buy my shit on eBay. You know what I mean? Or whatever. So, like, it's – I've never really thought too much about it.
If I think about it, next time I see them go live, I'll jump in there and just kind of watch and see how they do it.
Yeah, I'd be interested to know how they get their address, how do they get paid, all of that.
Well, I mean, one easy way would be if they did everything through PayPal, they could just send out an invoice to the user.
Yeah.
You watch Above the Brim, right? Or isn't that what it's called, Above the Brim, Steven?
Just on Mondays? No, I don't ever log on his Instagram. But
okay, I know who you're talking about. Yeah, I think they do a I can't remember what it's called. Oh, the Brim Heist. I think it's called Brim Heist Monday. And they do literally an auction of like straight up grail hats on Instagram every Monday. And they basically have like a little community type thing. So I think there's two hosts maybe. And then they add a third person into this call, or, you know, into a live just like this pod. And then this person, say me, will have some things either A, for auction, or B, for a buy it now. And then the way you bid is just type into the chat, like, I got $100 on it. I got 120, you know?
Yeah.
And then, Lynn
did a little basically Google search for us.
Yeah. I don't trust it exactly. I was going to say LWB. Because I have a business and a business account, and there, I don't have that integration. Maybe I need 10,000 followers, but, I'm also verified on Instagram, and I've set up a store on Instagram. I have the store set up there. I haven't seen where you can take, and that's why I'm saying, I don't know that a normal, like, regular account, it would be real easy for them to do something like that. And really that Instagram kind of goes through the Shopify. You have to have a website set up to have an Instagram shop and to have a Facebook shop. And that is all, the point of sale is online. It's not really like taking the payments quickly through a message or whatever, but I may be wrong. I need to look it up maybe a little more. Let's see how they're doing it.
Yeah. I think that you can do it. It's just another thing that you have to build, just like you've had to build inventory for your eBay or your followers on whatnot. And, you know, you just, if it's just something that you focused on, you could do it in probably 6 months, maybe even less, but yeah, it would take all your focus, you know? And like that, I've said this 100 times. I believe that literally about everything. Like, I believe that if you say, hey, I'm going to do this, and you truly put all your focus into it, and like really put all your focus, not just say you put all your focus, like really do it, then dude, you could do everything. You could run, you know, multi-$100,000 freaking eBay store if you want to, and you could have that thing up and going in a year if you really tried your best. Like that's how I look at it, you know.
Right. Don't half-ass it like I do.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the old buy. I hope that you guys are able to scroll back on these numbers too, because I gotta make sure that I got my numbers right. Landshark, what's up, dude?
How are you doing, Landshark? Good to see you in the chat.
I don't believe I approved any of these accountant releases here.
Hey Amanda, are you able to toss me my phone? So I can bolo.
I think it's time. Can you hear it?
No.
Because I haven't started it yet. Here we go.
Awesome. Time. Try your favorite
cash find. Jefferson Jeff, flips. Up, you made it just in time for our favorite segment. Bolo, finds, bolo, prize, bolo time. Bolo prize. All right. We definitely got Coach here. Am I pulling yours up first, Coach?
Sure. Go for it.
All right. Let's see. I didn't want to do that.
Well, I don't even remember what they were. Anyway, go ahead.
You want to do the pants first, right?
Yes. Red All right. Vanley.
I've never heard Red of this brand.
Really good. Yeah.
Yeah.
They make shirts, too. Brand. They're great.
Right, but I'm just specifically talking about the pants tonight. They've had a big influx into golf and into whatnot golf, especially. A lot of people think they are a Canadian company, but they're not. But they are very popular. As you can see, the different types of golf pants go for between $80 and $100 easily. So be on the lookout for those. Red Vanley. It's like a little R.
Is if there back
a... one, if you go back one, Steven, you could see the logo right there just above the pocket is the little R.
They always have a red inside the waistband too, right, Rob?
Yeah, their tag is red.
Their tag's red,
hence red. Yeah, hence Red Vanley, but you'll see
that's the way I've always found them is the red tag is very like
prominent. It is a very unique color, red. Yes. Yeah. It stands out.
Is there a golfer that wears this, or is just
there isn't one of the big boys that wears Red Vanley that I'm aware of. I know there's some golfers that wear Red Vanley on tour, mainly on the secondary tours, but you know, they're not locked into anybody that I'm aware of. I think the biggest ones coming around, extra boas for you right here, are Lululemon's big into golf now. They have gotten some of the younger guys. And is the pull-up thing weird? What pull-up thing, Deb? What was the other one I was thinking about? Reebok.
With Reebok?
Yeah.
Yeah, Reebok, I haven't noticed that Reebok stuff is actually selling better lately. I
Chambeau. Sold
the other day.
Yeah, those stretch ones are pull-up. They're nice. They're very comfortable.
All right, what else did you have here, Rob? We'll pull up the next
one. Oh, it's going to be something that I think we all remember from our childhood. Boom. Monogram B-52. This is a gigantic model. And this one is a 1:72 scale. This one's actually new and sealed. It's not new. It's new, old stock. As you can see, that's going for about 159. Show the other one. You got one more, Steven?
Yeah. I'll probably pull up the same one. Is this one different?
Yeah.
No.
That's not different.
Here we go. Maybe I don't.
Okay. Anyway, so the other one was roughly around the same. I think the other one was 179. Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
179. And so what you see here is older, still sealed models that are complete are of the larger scale are going for larger dollars. I mean, 159 to 179 just for a B2 bomber.
Yeah, interesting. It might be on the Bolos again next week. I hope so, because I bought some models, but what I did, they were kind of the mid-size ones. And I think
the more interest in, the more money. So, you know, mid-size ones will probably bring mid-size money, I believe. But I mean, good, solid dollars.
Yeah. I lotted them up and ooh. I'm trying to move them that way. Hopefully I can get them going. But that's a good one right there.
Yeah. I'll definitely be on the lookout for those, especially sealed.
Huh. Right. Are you ready? Fired up?
Yeah. I will have some very interesting bolos for you guys next week after I get some of this stuff that I picked up clean and listed. There's some freaking wild shit that I found. Okay. Anyway, for this is just the stuff that we've sold this week that I think is cool. We've had these shoes. These Nike, what are they called? Nike Consider BB221. Is that what it says? Something like that?
Yeah.
And And we've actually had these shoes just like sitting on a shelf, unclean, unlisted, for months. Like months and months. For a long time. We finally cleaned them up a little bit, listed them. Like, dude, they sold so fast. We listed them for $100. We took a $90 offer. They sold stupid fast. I guess they're from 2005. They're called the Nike Considered BB221 Gray Suede shoes. They were a men's size 10. They sold for 90 plus.
2005 was a good year for Gray Suede.
Hey, I wanted to drop that one in there because I know less than nothing about shoes. I'm a black Vans purist. So, you know, it was just a cool one. Amanda actually found this. And then this one, I wanted to show this one is this Funko Pop. Where is it at? This Funko Pop.
Where is it?
The 2019 Carl and Ellie. Yeah. I sent this to you guys already. But this one, we had it listed for $70. We took an offer for $55. This is what I wanted to say. This is the only reason that I put this one in here is because we talked last week about promotion, about how much should we promote, so on and so forth. And I said that your sell-through rate, in my opinion, determines everything that you need to know about how much you should promote, right? And this is a high dollar, low sell-through rate item. It's Rob ran it through his thing. It's $100. It's $100 Funko Pop. Is basically the market value. So what? But there's, yep, you know, there's whatever 50 of them listed, however many of them list, I can't remember. There's like two or three sold every 90 days. So it doesn't really ever sell. You know, the ones that sell for $100, but it almost never sells. So what did I do is I got it for $5. I dropped it on there for 70. And then literally when I texted you guys that it sold, it was like 8 days, I think, from the day that I said I picked it up. And then I didn't even list it for another 2 days after I texted you that I picked it up. So it sold in basically 6 days on something that has like a 2% sell-through rate on eBay because I got it for $5. I dropped it for $30 less than market, took an offer for $15 off that price and got it gone in 6 days. And I still ended up coming out after fees like up like $45. So those are like the things that you have to think about. That sell-through rate's not everything. It almost is, but as long as you play your cards right, you can pick up good items and get them gone quickly as long as you play the game right. So, yeah, those two are mine for this week.
Yeah, that's a good point. Price matters so much whenever you're talking about sell-through rates. And we kind of talked – there was, well, I'll go ahead and do the Q&As. Quirky Quest Treasure says, is there any truth to increasing your ad rates to get more impressions? And while we're kind of talking about this, yeah, that's what eBay is. That's what the promoted listings is all about. It's just getting your item out in front. But kind of like Rob said last week, if you had it priced for twice as much, it doesn't mean that it's going to sell, even though you have it on a promotion. And if you drop the price in half, then you might not even need to do the promoted. And you might save on the fees, actually. You might have made more just by pricing it less and not doing the fees. But
yes.
Awesome item. Here we go. So I'm gonna put a couple of them up here. And I priced these for two of these hats. I priced for $100. There is not that one because that's the old one. There we go. This okay. Vintage 80th Tactical Fighter Squadron. This hat is actually from like the 60s/70s. And I just want everybody to know it is a really cool hat, but whenever you come across these, you'll notice it has like this leather sweatband on the inside. I priced it for $100, took a $60 offer pretty quick, but there was nothing like it out there. My default price when something is really cool and really old and there's nothing else out there is $100. And if I think it's really awesome, I just put $100 on there and we'll see what happens. Sometimes it sells for $100, sometimes it doesn't. But that wasn't the only one that I did that way. Here was the other hat. I have three hats this week. I put $100 on this one too. It wasn't out there anywhere. Full Count Jeans Maker. I think they're a Japanese jeans company. $100 on it. Somebody offered me $65, and I took that one as well. So just kind of that's my default pricing on cool stuff, but couldn't find it. I found the jeans. The jeans were going for like $200, so definitely keep a lookout for Full Count Jeans. They were really good as well.
They're out of Osaka.
Osaka.
Steven, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
So if your default price is $100, which I don't That makes total sense.
$99.95.
But what happens? What happens when you drop that $100 price tag on there? And really more on eBay because you can tell the viewership. But and like you look at it, you know, tomorrow morning or whatever, and it's got like 65 views or like, you know, something where you're like, oh shit, this is like, you know, a lot of people are looking at this thing. Do you mess with the price at all?
I probably should look at them more, but I don't ever go back and look. Honestly, I never go back and look and see how many views anything has. It would be a bad idea to go ahead and bump it up a little bit more. I think it's a pretty good idea, but once I list an item, I don't really ever visit it again unless I'm going to mark it down.
Okay. Because you don't really do anything on your phone, right?
Just accept offers, really.
Yeah.
I don't do any listing there.
Yeah. Okay. I gotcha. Yeah, like that. That's happened sometimes, and it was nothing that I had that I severely underpriced, I don't believe, but there's been a couple of things that I've had at that $100 because I just, you know, I thought it was really cool. I didn't know anything about it. There's no amount of research that I had done really kind of gave me some insight. And, yeah. And I went to bed that night and I woke up the next morning and there's like 65, 70, 80 views and, you know, a handful of watchers on this thing, you know? And so I think one time I've bumped up the price on it and then it was like 80 viewers in the first 8 hours. And then it was like, you know, I feel like it kind of killed the momentum of it or whatever, you know?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, if you got all these people watching it, seeing it for one price and then you raise the price, they're going to be like, well, screw that.
Yeah. I'm out.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think the point the takeaway there is like, if you see it at that $100 and you got all the watchers, but nobody's bought it, you're not underpriced because they haven't bought the thing. If it was severely underpriced, somebody would have snatched it up. So.
Yeah, that's what I learned after that first time, man.
This one also had no comps. So none of these three hats that I sold had comps on them at all. You couldn't find a vintage Ben Bucks baseball hat anywhere. This is a minor league hat. Also, my default price for minor league hats that you can't find anywhere is $60. And it's a good size, 7 5/8, but even the fitted New Era ones, that's an awesome logo on that one. But if you can't find this old minor league baseball hat anywhere on the internet, I always price them for $60. And this one sold immediately. So it might have even been underpriced, but there you go. That was a really cool one.
It's a good thing I can go back and watch these later. Steven is dropping knowledge bombs. And I don't have a pen to write down $100, $60.
Just if you can't find it, and it takes a little bit of just knowing when, because there's a lot of hats out there you're not going to be able to find a comp on, but you just got to know it's a $10 hat that you have.
There's a lot of hats in here too.
Yeah, that when Mama needs a beer, that's a $10 hat, you know. But
Mama needs a beer. This is a $12 hat, sir.
$12. Vintage Ben's Bucks baseball. I priced that one up.
It's a pretty cool looking hat.
Yeah, it looks like the Browning logo, doesn't it?
Yeah,
like
it does. It does, actually. Browning.
It looks
special colored. Special colored Browning.
I actually have one more if y'all want to look at one more.
Hey, if you show us one more, I'm going to need to hold $10 because, like, you've obviously made a bunch. So I need $10, dude.
Can you Venmo me?
A backpack on Poshmark. Pick up those hiking backpacks. This sold in like a couple of weeks.
REI.
On Poshmark. Yeah, REI. I have another one for sale that hasn't sold yet, but. And it doesn't really matter as long as it's not ripped, as long as whatever the things are, the clips are there, as long as it's in decent shape, it can still be a little dirty. It's a, hiking backpack.
Well, what's that thing cost new? Like $200?
I think this one's like 140, but yeah, a lot of those hiking backpacks get up there to $200 easy.
Yeah, I have an REI up the street from me, so I never go in it. I went into it once. It's like, yeah, oh shit, I'm out.
The hats don't do so well, but this backpack was on, and it was women's, sold on Poshmark. I was pretty proud of that one. Bags, whether it's backpacks or handbags or whatever kind of bag, Poshmark has been doing great on bags.
Yeah, a lot of my friends here have been absolutely killing it on some Coach bags too, like purses or whatever. They've been literally killing it. Amanda said they're like, they're super in with the girlies right now.
Yes, so, yeah, especially the vintage ones.
Yeah, I can't find a Coach bag to save my life.
I just can never.
Would you like me to send you a list of them you could choose from?
Well, yeah, sure. You can send me a bunch of them.
No.
Okay. Dang it, dude. This is unbelievable.
I'll send them to you. Absolutely unbelievable. They'll come with an invoice.
All right, send that to collections.
All right. If you haven't commented... Oh, wait, we got to do Q&A, but still, if you haven't commented, now is the time. Make sure you get in the chat and you comment so we can get you on the wheel to get you. The giveaway this week is going to be this awesome vintage Deadstock Tampa Bay Buccaneers hat, so make sure you get there. What questions did we have this week? One of the questions was, I said I would get back to, was about my hat shapers and why I don't make them a little bit taller. I like to be able to pull them down and clip them on the bottom. I don't ever get the shape that I really want on the hat. I've made some that are like super tall, like this tall, and just putting them on there, I never get the shape that I really want on it. And
I think what Donnie was saying was that when he has some of the older truckers,
yeah,
he does pull it down, it's still going a little bit past the bottom.
Yeah, he might have the older style too, which was a little bit shorter. And I made them a little bit longer. But I also, if I make him too long, I want to keep the price point at $25 and $30 too.
Yeah.
If I make them too long, they're going to get up to $35 or $40. And then at the $50 price point, you're really kind of getting close to trying to get one of the leather ones, which that one has its own use case as well. And you could have one of those, and mine are kind of better for kind of doing the bulk thing and doing a bunch of them at one time, but trying to do like a one special hat, I guess the leather ones are a little bit better for that. Really, it's been price, and I don't really like the shape that it gives when they're too long and I can't clip them down.
Oh yeah, Donnie, if you got it back when he started, it's definitely the older style.
Are the black ones? Are the black ones the black ones are like the sports hats, right? The gray ones are the. Am I right about that?
Did you
make any the black gray ones that were tall?
I never made a tall black one. I made some custom for like 7 1/4 and a custom one that was like 7 3/8 and it was really expensive to make them
I think Donnie has the one for like a hat that would be perfect for what you're wearing right now, Steven, and he's doing trucker hats on one. That one I will say get the bigger one. Yeah, get the bigger one. And also, if you guys go and look at Steven's Instagram or his YouTube videos, a lot of the times when he has those hats on those hat shapers, he'll have paper, or like, they're not paper clips. What are they called? Like the
they are paper clips.
What are those clips called?
Binder
clips. Okay, yeah. But they're just, he'll have binder clips on the bottom of those hat shapers to hold them all the way down.
Yeah,
you could also do that.
Yeah, so, Deb, check out the pinned video on Instagram. It will kind of answer some of those questions for you.
Change your life
for sure.
It's exactly what you need to do, Donnie. It's exactly what you need to do.
Exactly, Donnie. Not one, but get a couple.
All right, what other questions did we have?
I'm trying to see. I don't really think we had that many.
No, he got the first question early on, so I don't. That was That was
other than I will say not a lot of questions. I will say Big Bear Treasure, thanks for popping in, dude. And the Jeffrey Bravo of USA Auction and Resale, he's the man. I got a lot of hats from him the other day. Some pretty good ones and a good price. He's cool.
Beach him. Go to hathouse79.com. The link is also in the description of this video. I have them there.
No doubt. Are you guys ready for the winner of the Coach Porch Finance Challenge?
Did somebody get within 100?
Yeah, somebody got wildly close.
Really?
I would like to call to the front. I would like to call to the front. Donald William.
Donnie.
Big Don.
He knows Coach. What did he guess?
And he guessed, Donnie's guess was 1770. And I will say, I won't give you an exact number, but I will say remarkably close. Remarkably. And
now, I will I say this will in say- my defense. For the longest time, when Mike was selling, I was the only one buying his shit. I got a box one time from him that was 6 feet long.
You think you got 1,000 items from Mike for that $1,700?
Dude, easily, dude. This is the thing is that I'm busting his balls about the $1,700 that he spent. He's made a significant amount more money than that on the shit that I've sold. 100%. And also, Steven, you can't laugh too hard, dude. You can't laugh too hard.
Am I over 1,000?
Dude, because coming in third. Here, I will say this. I did lie. It was unknowing. It was an unknowing lie. But I did lie in the beginning of the show by saying that Rob was my number one supporter. Right? I'm wrong. The guy that bought the t-shirt from me for $2,060.
Yeah.
But the guy that bought the t-shirt from me for $2,060 is the number one spender in all of my shows. But I will say this. Here's the list, okay? Number one is that guy that bought the shirt. Number two is Rob. Number three is HatHouse79.
So I'm over $1,000.
Oh, Steven, you're up around $1,500.
Oh my gosh. I am locking the credit card. Locking the credit card. That's unacceptable.
Dude, that's so funny, dude. Oh my god, I'm crying. Donnie, send me hey Donnie, I'm literally in Panama City right now. I bet I could drive like 20 minutes and get to your house in South Alabama. Send me your address and I got you on something cool when I get back on Friday for guessing the beautiful.
I'm just happy, Donnie. I'm just happy my wife's at work.
Yeah. Jeez. Hey, the boys are putting this thing on private mode. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's you so might good. Not ever see this episode. We're going to bury it. All right. Are we ready for the wheel?
Let's do the wheel.
Yes, we're ready to get this wheel done.
Rob is ready to change the subject. I can tell.
Pop the wheel up.
Try to support my homies and look what I get.
Y'all see that?
I see. Yeah,
that's a lot of people. That's easily the most people that's been on the wheel.
All right.
Why's PT got such a big slice?
PT, the letters are just big. All right, we're going to shuffle it up here. You ready to go?
Shuffle her up.
Shuffle.
Rip it.
spin.
Okay. Mary was making sure I had it right. I got it right. Let's go.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Oh.
Here we go.
Two in a row.
Bam.
Back to back. Back to back.
Wow. Back to back.
Back to back. That is crazy. Congrats. Dude, our first ever back-to-back winner. And that was a lot of people on the wheel. How many was that? What, 19?
Yeah.
Is that what it says? Dude. Logix, you need to go to the corner store, dude. Get you a little scratch off. 100%.
Get a scratcher.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, Logix.
Yep. Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Hat coming your way. Really appreciate everybody. Luck. Remember, if you can't make it to every live, you can be a member and you can get on the wheel for something cool like a vintage 100%. Tampa Bay Buccaneers hat.
Yeah, hey, right. Logix, back to back wins. Me. You got to be a subscriber.
DM me your Logix. DM me your address, because I'm the one sending it to you. Just I don't have it with me, so Rob has one that I'm going to give away. Deb, thank you for showing up. Appreciate you.
Yeah, appreciate everybody. Check us out on the Hat Raid Train tomorrow night. It's going to be a fun time.
Dude.
It's going to be a good deal.
We got yourself away from football. Dude, we got some freaking good
Steven,
shit, dude.
Steven, I'll come to your show.
Thank you, Rob. What? Thank you, Rob. You got to get up there. You got to pump those numbers up in my show, Rob.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, yeah, Steven, you actually have to have shows. You got to run shows.
Yeah, I know. Actually got to log on. And turn it on.
Yeah,
I gotta turn the camera on and actually sell stuff.
Yeah. Hey, listen.
Thank
the
you,
hat
Deb.
The hat train starts at what time? Is it is it noon Eastern? Is that just like when the whole thing starts? Two Eastern.
It's like
noon.
Two.
Okay. Whatever time it starts, I don't know. You can just go look at any of our pages, and it'll be on there. I run at eight p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and Steven and the guy that sets up the whole thing runs at 8:30. And then Steven runs at 9 o'clock. So 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock, if you want to catch just Steven and I's. I know Steven has uploaded on his Instagram a preview of a bunch of his stuff. And I think he's ripping that Seattle Sonics, the friggin' Supersonics hat. But
yeah, you gotta come see
I haven't put anything up. I haven't put anything up, but there's we got some crazy runs. We got some crazy ones to run tomorrow. So
make sure you check out the end screen as well. Appreciate all our members. Make sure you follow all the members there and drop your handle down in the chat as well, so we can follow everybody everywhere.
For sure.
Until next time, we'll talk more eBay to whatnot.
Peace. eBay